This current El Nino is strong now, getting stronger, and the World Meteorological Organization is saying this week this warming of the tropical Pacific Ocean could end up being the strongest El Nino since 1950. Agriculture Department meteorologist Brad Rippey says this is a mixed blessing. He says with a strong El Nino,
we do expect almost certainty of heavy rain across at least Southern California. How far north that spreads in California will really ultimately decide how much relief we get from this four-year drought.
But for Southern California, plus the Southern Plains and Gulf Coast,
it may be too much of a good thing. It's very typical with a strong El Nino to see flooding rains at times during the cold season.
But just the opposite for the Northwest, where it's already very dry, and with a strong El Nino,
we don't expect much rain or snow in states like Washington, Oregon, and Idaho through the October to April wet season, and that could be really catastrophic.
But Rippey says this is all based on what typically happens with El Ninos, but doesn't happen in all years. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.